Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is May 28th, 2021, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. It's Friday. We're about to have a long weekend. It's the last day of school for some folks out this way. My daughter's graduating from elementary school. It's getting a little crazy. I'm joined by two guests, Jeffrey Rosinski, consultant to the stars. Hello, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Mike. It's the last business day of the month of May before the long weekend. So what's not to like?
Unbelievable. I know. And I'm joined by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Craig.
Hey guys, how are we? Happy Friday. And yesterday was my kids' last day of school. So they're
They're
actually officially on summer vacation while I'm at home podcasting. They're trying to still sleep in.
Oh,
so I'm waking them up with pots and pans.
I was gonna say, hey, are they even up at this point? Because your kids
they're
older than mine. So
that's right. They're a sophomore and an eighth grader. So
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations to the graduate, I guess, huh?
Yeah, no, it's it goes fast. As
off
you know,
to middle school. Jeffrey Stella. Holy cow. Wow, man. That's awesome.
We're coming up to dads and grads soon, right? With Father's Day just around the corner, we're coming up to dads and grads.
God, that sounds like another a television show that I just, oh my God, no.
Well, and everybody's getting older, as we all know.
Oh,
and
God,
I played a softball game last night and I played softball. Yeah, a men's league. And it was funny. I came home and Michaela said, how was it? And I said, well, 9 out of 10 of the guys came up limping. It was just so funny. Hamstring pulls, Achilles torn, you know, it was just like. It was not good.
I'll just be on the sidelines. I'll root you on. I'll be the manager.
Thank you. I got a beer for you. So
there we go. I'll be like Walter Matthau and Bad News Bears.
You don't need to recruit a pitcher or a hitter for that team. You need an orthopedic surgeon.
That's exactly right. So if anybody has any recommendations out there, let us know.
There we go.
Speaking of torn. I don't know if that's a good transition, but today I thought, guys, we would talk a little bit about, Craig is presenting at Sauslin's seminar, virtual seminar on June 8th, and his session starts at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so everybody check him out, and he's going to be talking about our favorite sweeteners, and then also, Jeffrey, I thought today we'd talk a little bit about dairy, so what do you guys say?
I'm in. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, Craig, you're presenting here coming up, and you're going to be talking about sugar and corn sweeteners, and maybe give the listeners a little bit of a taste on what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, a little preview. Well, I think everybody knows that the markets have been going up and down like a yo-yo on the world market, which is the number 11 market, which creates a little bit of that worry as far as people that are on the cane side as to how that might impact our domestic raw sugar market. And there we see it at 34 cents. So as people are starting to look into contracting season for 2022, they're staring at raw sugar values. It's certainly those that are buying cane at extremely high levels and with no end in sight. So USDA has kind of been put in a tough situation. They're trying to give Mexico a little more import access, and Mexico's saying, yeah, we'll take it, but then they're not shipping or delivering the sugar on timely manner, and we've got premiums going on raw sugar that otherwise on a stock to use ratio that's been announced shouldn't be. I mean, we should be trading in the 28 to 30 cent range at the high point, and we're at 34 cents, Mike. This is ridiculous.
I agree. It's pretty high.
I mean, come
on. Scratching my head.
People were buying beet sugar FOB bulk basis at these kind of levels not that long ago. And here they're having to look at raw sugar prices at the same price.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit of unnerving. And you go into other elements that are impacting the sugar business beyond that. And those that want to talk a little bit about the nuances of that, I encourage you to give McKinney Flavelle a call and chat through some of it. But freight's going to be another major component of the negotiations moving forward. And you know, I think all supply chain is seeing as we ramp out of COVID, an increase in demand pull on contracts across the board for other products beyond just sugar. And then, of course, on the corn sweetener side, hey, what's not to love about the corn market? Up and down again, another yo-yo kind of environment. We're up 30 cents, down 30 cents. We just have no directional pull as far as a bias. We see managed money coming in, flooding, going up to near record longs, and then boom, they liquidate. And here we are. We're talking about a marketplace now for corn sweeteners that are, it's kind of mimicking sugar. You've got the buying community staring at price increases going forward because the raw material costs are going up.
Yeah. Definitely a challenging year
For sure.
On both sides of the coin. And, I forgot to mention, for your the IQ subscribers, we're going to have a premium content piece at the end of this. So check it out on the IQ platform, where Craig will go a little bit more in depth on what he's seen in the commercial market. So,
no question.
Anything else before we move on to dairy with Jeffrey?
No, I think bottom line is have a great weekend here, but be ready to be in full flight of negotiations. Things are heating up.
Yep. All right, let's move over
to
something
it.
Utterly ridiculous. That's dairy.
Oh, my.
I know. I had two in a row.
I love the dad jokes.
Yeah, the utterly was very cheesy, Mike, I have to say. But anyway, so.
Well, let's just keep this fluid. Yeah. Let's keep going.
Yeah, so Craig talked about the domestic futures on the sugar side heating up. And I think kind of to counter that, we've also had heating up some of the dairy products in that space. And over the last 2 weeks, we've had two reports that have been issued by USDA. One was the milk production report, and the second was the cold storage report. And I'm equally scratching my head because you look at the numbers on the surface and everything's incredibly favorable in terms of production. They did a double modification in the most recent milk production report. They edged up the March number or figure of the total heifer or the herd here in the United States up to 9.47 million heifers across the United States. And then we saw a further increase in the month of April. We're up to 9.49 now. So we're closing in on 9.5 million cows. And we have not been this high. I've been maintaining a monthly series for the last 25 years. And we're at an all-time high and peak in terms of the total cow numbers. And likewise, the spring was a little bit cool in the month of April. We kind of had a late spring with cooler temperatures, which the cows love, and that boosted yields. We also had a record yield number. So when you kind of couple the two, biggest herd ever and biggest yield number ever, obviously it makes sense. You've got the biggest milk production, we're cranking out. So year to date, we're actually up 1.7%. And that's with this year compared as a comparative with last year. And you had an extra day last year because of the leap year. So. But yet, prices continue to be bid up. I'm looking at the futures on the non-fat today, and that's higher. And then after the milk production report came out, we had the cold storage report, and butter stocks were climbed to an all-time high. We're at 385 million pounds of butter here in the United States. And it's true that I think some people are getting optimistic with the reopening trade with now. I don't know how it is out in your way in California, but in Pennsylvania now 70% of adults have received at least one of the vaccines.
We're at 50% here in California, I think.
Yeah. So as food service starts cranking up, I think people are getting maybe a little bit ahead of themselves here with how robust the demand is going to be. And it may be increasing, but you look at these milk numbers and you look at the stock numbers, and it is far from a bullish scenario at this point.
Got it. Okay, great. Well, those paid subscribers, hang on tight. We're going to do a little premium piece here, talk a little bit more commercial about what's happening. And guys, I hope you guys have a great long weekend and do something fun this weekend. As I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Live every moment with your friends and family. And until next week, take care, everybody.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Happy Memorial Day.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Favelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.